Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Paul Vallis is on the phone, former Chicago Public Schools CEO. He's a mayoral candidate for Chicago. He's been on the Lisa Dent Show in the past, and he is calling on the other mayoral candidate, Congressman Chuy Garcia, to return what he calls tainted funds. Tell us about that, Paul. Where do you want him to return that money to?
Well, he can donate it to charity. He can turn it over to not-for-profits. He can make it part of the property tax abatement program that people are talking about. The bottom line is this tainted money. And, you know, I think not only Garcia, but I think that other elected officials need to come clean about their relationship with this indicted crypto king, Sam Bankman-Fried. You know, let me point out also that, Chuy's position sitting on the U.S. committee, the U.S. House committee that regulates cryptocurrency, really raises questions about whether or not this was a direct conflict of interest. Clearly, it appears to be.
The direct campaign contribution to him, I think, was a lower amount of money, under $10,000. But there was this $200,000 in expenditures made from a PAC that the ETF guy controlled. Do you know how that? Garcia's campaign says they're not aware. He wasn't aware of that $200,000. Do you know how that could be?
I mean, that's really surprising considering they spent the $200,000 on text messages and direct mail support during Garcia's primary reelection, even though he didn't appear to have an opponent in the congressional race. So, I mean, you know, that's, you know, I don't know how he could not have been aware of the fact that they were donating $200,000 to a PAC that was actually advocating and assisting his reelection efforts. So, I mean, you know, that's a question that is best answered by him.
There's a lot of fallout from the crypto billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried's arrest. He was painted as, this big donor and big player, and now he is under arrest. And not only did he donate money to Democrats in Congress, he donated money to Republicans in Congress. He is now shown to be somewhat of a fraud. It looked like it was a Ponzi scheme. So Paul Vallis is joining us. He's running for mayor of Chicago, as is Congressman Chuy Garcia. And Chuy Garcia was a recipient of some of this money. So you say donate it to charity, do something with it, but it should not be utilized for what Sam Bankman-Fried wanted it intended to be used for.
Yeah, absolutely. And just not him, but any other politician, any other elected official who received money, I think they have an obligation to the taxpayers to return them, to return the money or to at least donate the money to charities or not-for-profits. And I think that would be the right thing to do.
According to Open Secrets, the FTX founder, this crypto king, gave more than $990,000 to candidates in the last election cycle, another $38.8 million to outside groups. And, imagine. And that, obviously all there to gain influence. I mean, FTX is on the outside of a stadium in Miami. I mean, he was everywhere. He had a seat at the table in D.C. and was going to come back and testify, and now he's under arrest.
Well, look, I mean, it's not only Chuy Garcia, but if you recall, the mayor celebrated the grand opening of FTX's global headquarters in the Fulton Market area, touting FTX's pledge of $1 million for, I think it was the mayor's income support plan. I wonder how they're going to replace that money.
Well, in fairness, there were a lot of people taken in by this, right? I mean, it's one thing to take campaign contributions if you're regulating the industry, but to be an office holder like Lightfoot posing with them, or major league umpires wearing the FTX logo on their shirt. But Garcia and Lightfoot are the two you're probably going to have to beat in this race for mayor. I know you're trying to make hay where you can, but who do you think should be your primary opponent or your primary concern?
Certainly, it appears to be a three-way race right now. And obviously, Garcia and Lightfoot are both formidable opponents. But let me respond to the question about, yes, they took it, other people took it too. There are a lot of elected officials who turned down those donations. There's a lot of elected officials who refused to accept those donations, who directed that those donations be returned. So clearly, there are some. It certainly raises some questions about judgment. And the whole crypto issue and the crypto investments have been, controversial from the very beginning. So one would have thought, given the size of the contributions and the money that you pointed out, what did you say, $38 million that they're throwing around, that should have at least raised some questions and caused some to be skeptical about their intentions.
And before we let you go, Paul, answer Steve's question. Who do you think is your main component or opponent in this race?
Look, there's a lot of high-quality candidates running. I'm not really thinking about who my main opponent is. My goal is to articulate what I'm going to do to address Chicago's issues of public safety, quality school choices, affordability, and to, in effect, remind people of my record of service to the city of Chicago and other big cities that have been in crisis. And so I'm not thinking about who the competition is. I'm just focusing on the finish line, and I'm not going to, sometimes when you look to who you're running with or who's catching up or who's behind, you have a tendency to slow down. So I'm just looking ahead, and I'm going to plow ahead, and I look forward to assembling the type of team that can get the city back on track.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Lisa Dent Show today.
Thanks, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
Paul Vallis, former Chicago Public Schools CEO and mayoral candidate for Chicago. Coming up next, we'll talk to Katie Fleming, licensed marriage and family therapist. Apparently, parents of adult children are complaining or concerned about their adult children when they go to therapy. There are 7 common issues that parents of adult children bring up in therapy about their adult children. We'll get to that next. First, Mary's got to check on weather and traffic.